Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning, did you hear Jim talking about Small Business Saturday? That's something that is to motivate you to shop locally. Well, you could do that tonight by attending the Harvest Market. Now, I know if you are a regular listener to KJAN, you probably think you have heard all you want to hear about Harvest Market. Well, the way to find out more about it is to attend. That's tonight at the Community Center, 4 to 8 p.m. Why are we talking about it so much? Why should you attend? Well, it's the first ever here in actually probably Southwest Iowa. I know they have them in bigger cities, you know, Omaha, Des Moines, and so on. The producers keep on having food in their greenhouses and so on. But it is a first here, and I think it's going to be pretty exciting. You better come see what's going on, because food, of course, is the center theme of this, the local produce as well as homemade food, the baked kinds of goods. But I think first you'll be surprised about the amount of produce. You know, it's fresh, locally grown, and you think that's been over for a long time. You know, farmers markets are gone. No, this is a time to see what's still out there and also learn some ways to use that produce, because there are going to be several guest chefs giving you samples of some recipe that includes that local seasonal food. And also there will be some other kinds of things to sample. I want to mention there are about 20 different vendors, including food and handmade crafts and some educational venues. But just a couple that I want to mention. There's a whole range of things. And as I say, the food is the kind of highlight of all of this. But one of the things that maybe, as I've talked to people, they say, yeah, that's true. Maybe you've never tasted anything made with goat milk. Or why are products made with goat milk so important, so good for you, so yummy, so whatever? You know, lots of descriptions that the people who raise goats and produce these products say there are so many good things about it. Well, this evening is a good time to come and find out more about that, whether it is soap made from goat milk or whether it's cheese made from goat milk. You can come find out from the people who are doing that. You know, you don't need to read about it in a magazine or on TV or on your computer or on a website. You can come and talk to the people who actually raise those goats and produce those products and hear what they have to say about it. So that's a kind of a different, interesting one that we don't think of. You know, when we talk about local produce, we're not thinking probably about goats and their products, but it's becoming more common. There are a number of people in the area who raise goats for various reasons. Another non-food one, and actually we did a Backyard and Beyond program earlier with Cheryl True about chalk paint. I'm really excited about this product, so you should come and talk to Cheryl about this. If you have, we're not talking about painting a wall necessarily, painting a barn, painting the outside of the house, but a couple of things that I found out about chalk paint that I like. You can do little projects that make them look really antique and homecrafted, or you can use it to make something that looks like fine furniture, fine finishes. You know, it's the whole range you can do. Doesn't have hardly any odor. It's easy to work with, and it'll paint just about anything that you can imagine. You know, not just wood, but paper and metal and fabric and so on. So Cheryl will have some examples, and she'll also have the paint that she actually makes. The other thing that I like about it is that you don't have to buy a quart. You know, you can just buy a small container if you have a small project. So that's one to come and find out more about. And of course, there's several people who make jewelry. Come and find out from them what they're putting together. And there are other kinds of food things that you may want to see. You know, we schedule this because it's the Monday before Thanksgiving, thinking that, well, if you're the person who never bakes a pie, or you've run out of time to bake the pie or whatever else, that you would like to have for Thanksgiving. Or maybe you're going somewhere and you'd like to take a gift. You know, they're not asking you to bring any food, but maybe you'd like to take a gift. Well, there would be a food gift available for you either in that fresh produce or in terms of baked goods. So you'll have a wide variety. And then we often forget to mention jams and jellies. That would make something good for your breakfast table on Christmas morning, perhaps, if you want to think ahead. Anytime with the hot toast and homemade jelly, what could be better than that? Or again, it makes a really good gift. And there's likely going to be some flavors that you wouldn't just ordinarily go to buy on your grocery shelf. So it gives you a wider variety to choose from. Also, another produce item that we very often do not mention, and it should be sort of at the top of the list, is locally grown meat. Now, there will not be meat for sale there, but you can order meat that is locally grown and look the farmer in the eye, you know, ask your questions. So another product that we often maybe don't think about locally, although some people do more than others, what is that? Eggs. Yep, we have someone who also has chickens that produce lots of eggs. And there's a few more of those perhaps than some of the other products, but you can find out about the locally grown eggs. We've often talked about CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, and you can find out more about that. Then if you want to take a snack home, there's going to be kettle corn, there's going to be chocolate chip cookies, there's going to be a special kind of pumpkin cake. I'm really looking forward to hearing about butter, I believe it's butter pumpkin cake. That'll be a new adventure. And that's kind of what Harvest Market is all about, is having a new adventure with food and community. You'll see some folks that you don't see very often. Perhaps you get to visit. There will be some places to sit down if you want to just have a seat and visit with folks. There's some place to do that. There will be some spaces for kids to do some things and face painting available, so you can bring the kids. And some, as I mentioned, free sampling. We, I think, often have mentioned the beer, but there will also be apple cider. And I think, and the things that the local chefs are making, I'm not sure what all that's going to be, but you can taste that. Plus, some other tasting is the results of the Best of the Market recipe contest. You get to taste those entries and help choose a People's Choice winner. So just lots of adventure going around, especially related to food, but I think some other items too that you'll want to come and find out about. One of the folks that I want to mention that we haven't seen at our local farmers market much is the folks from Early Morning Harvest, and they're from Panora. And they're going to be bringing honey and milled flours. That's flour that you make into something else, F-L-O-U-R, variety, not just wheat, but I think they have corn and rye and just a variety. You need to come and see that. So there's just such great opportunity for you to experience more food in various ways, as well as perhaps buying a gift for somebody else or just buying something that you like for yourself that fills a need in your household. And then I really haven't mentioned some other folks that are going to be there. The YMCA is going to be there. Healthy Cass County is going to be there. Cass County Extension. I think I'm missing somebody. Sorry about that. But who knows what they're going to have. It'll be fun to see what they... I think they're introducing some new kinds of things. So you'll want to come and take a look at them too. You can come beginning at 4 o'clock, spend a little time or plan to spend a lot of time until 8 p.m., whatever fits your schedule. I think you don't want to miss out because people are going to be talking about this and you will want to have seen what's there. Invite your friends, tell them about it if they don't know about it, and we hope that we will see you at the Harvest Market at the Cass County Community Center this evening, 4 to 8 p.m., and until next time, enjoy the fruits of your labor and the labor of others.